June 1st marks International Children's Day in Ukraine. The date it, like some other former Soviet states, celebrates International Day for the Protection of Children. On Children's Day in 2019, children addressed Ukraine's parliament for the first time. This year, June 1st, is also day 98 of the Russian invasion. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky posted photos of Ukrainian children, some at train stations or refugee centers, others standing amid urban rubble. And in Washington, D.C., President Joe Biden formally announced a new $700 million military aid package. Secretary of State Tony Blinken spoke at a news conference.
Just this morning, President Biden announced a significant new security assistance package to arm Ukraine with additional capabilities and advanced weaponry, precisely what they need to defend themselves against the ongoing Russian aggression. That includes more advanced rocket systems so that they can strike key targets on the battlefield in Ukraine from longer distances.
The new aid package includes helicopters, guided munitions, radar, and anti-tank weapons. But most important of all, it includes four advanced rocket launchers called HIMARS, for High Mobility Artillery Rocket Systems. Those are multiple rocket launchers that can fire accurately, in this case, up to about 50 miles, farther than Ukraine's current howitzers or Russia's artillery can reach. Russia has blasted the move. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov calls it deliberately pouring oil on the fire, saying the U.S., in his words, is obviously holding to the line that it will fight Russia to the last Ukrainian. But Secretary of State Blinken dismisses Russian complaints that the weapons are an escalation.
Let's start with this. It's Russia that is attacking Ukraine, not the other way around. And simply put, the best way to avoid escalation is for Russia to stop the aggression and the war that it started. It's fully within its power to do so.
He says the Western position was clear even before Putin invaded, and Putin should have seen it coming.
There was no hiding the ball. We've been extremely clear about this from day one, with President Biden communicating that directly to President Putin. So we have done exactly what we said we would do. And it is Russia, again, that chose to launch this aggression, despite all of our efforts to prevent that, with intense diplomacy over many months. Again, they started the conflict. They can end it at any time. And we will avoid any concerns about miscalculations or escalation.
Blinken was joined at the news conference by Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, the head of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. The military alliance is considering applications from neutral Finland and Sweden to become members.
President Putin wanted less NATO. He is getting more NATO, more troops, and more NATO members.
Turkey has objected to NATO and Finland, saying they support Kurdish terrorist groups. But Stoltenberg says he's confident the concerns will be worked out soon, hopefully before a NATO summit in Brussels at the end of June. He calls the applications historic, saying they will make NATO stronger. Blinken agrees.
As President Biden has said, this decision was a victory for democracy. Finland and Sweden are seeking to join NATO not because their leaders forced it, but because their citizens demanded it. Anyone who wonders the difference between a democracy and an authoritarian state like Russia need only look at Russia, Finland, and Sweden. One would lie to its people to wage a war. Two would listen to their people to prevent war.
Secretary General Stoltenberg will be meeting with top officials from Finland, Sweden, and Turkey in the next few days. Meanwhile, as weapons flow into a country where 2 out of 3 children have been displaced by combat, the city of Lviv marked Children's Day by putting 243 stuffed toys on the passenger seats of empty yellow school buses. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.